And Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 215. Free grace to every heaven-born soul will be their constant theme. Long as eternal ages roll, thou still adore the Lamb. 215.
Thank you. Let us read together from the prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 4, the last chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. Zechariah 4, Matthew 28. The angel that talked with me came again and waked me. There's a man that is wakened out of his sleep and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? And the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. And he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it. For thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Then answered I and said unto him, For these two olive trees, upon the right side of the candlestick, and upon the left side thereof. And I answered again, and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which through the two golden pipes, empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me, and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified, he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee. There shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Lord, we do see the mercy seat. It is our desire, Lord, to come there where the blood is sprinkled, that there is access. O Lord, to grant it to us. We pray, Lord, that thou help us, for we pray, Lord, that thou not leave us to our unbelief. Lord, the sin that does so easily beset us. Lord, we are poor and needy. We pray that thou remember us and grant to us the Holy Spirit. Lord, we seek that thou wilt grant unto us by the Spirit the knowledge the Lord Jesus, of whom we have read, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Lord, we seek, we may know a little of that grace, the knowledge in our poor hearts, that the Lord is with his people in every generation. And according to the covenant of grace, there is a fullness to the end of the world to those that are found in him. And we pray, Lord, that thou direct us unto the place where grace abounds. Direct us to the bleeding wounds of our incarnate God. And we desire, Lord, that thou wilt not leave us, but grant to us needful grace. Lord, we fear that thou shouldest leave us, Lord, to words without knowledge, or with a form without the power. Lord, with all the outward favours and blessings, that, Lord, we want to be inner court worshippers. We want to be, Lord, amongst those of whom it shall be said they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Lord, remember us, we deeply need thee, Lord, with one that said, I need thee every hour. The hour I need thee. And yet how careless and how undone, no different to the most careless, to the most ungodly in ourselves. But, O Lord, we pray that thou grant to us that washing and the power of the resurrection of Jesus. Lord, remember each one who knows exactly how deep, how real the groanings are. Lord, remember the oppressed, those, Lord, that are cast down because of the way. Lord, remember those that perhaps feel they'll come once more, or scarcely can they seem to hope that there will be the answer to their prayers. Even, Lord, if they go from thy house, Lord, to overtake them and be with them. Lord, remember this house of prayer and each cause represented. Lord, to grant the outpouring of thy blessing. For this, Lord, we pray, the goings in the tops of the mulberry trees. Lord, remember that those that have put on the Lord Jesus, be with them. And those, Lord, that shall follow according to thy own commandments. Lord, to grant there may be following on. Could it please thee? Remember, Lord, the dear children. Lord, we pray much for them. We love to see them. We think of them. And we pray for them. Lord, that thou richly bless them and keep them as the apple of thine eye. Bring back thy wandering sheep. Lord, they have been brought to thy house. But, O Lord, only thou canst bring them back. Only thou canst keep us each. Lord, we do pray that thou art grant the power of which we have read. Oh, for the bringing back of prodigals. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember thy cause in the earth. Lord, where thy name is revered, faith is in the heart, where thy name is glorified. Lord, those that flee unto thee by thy grace, we cannot rest under some legal preaching. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember our land and its great need. Lord, do turn again unto us. Do we not live in solemn days when things wax worse and worse, violent? Lord, how evident the sign of the times. Lord, we pray for thy mercy upon us. No, Lord, if it could please thee, remember the sick and the afflicted. We think of those in age. We know not altogether where they stand in divine things. We pray, Lord, that thou prepare them well, but prepare us all. Lord, we seek that thou would leave none, but do grant there may be a breathing upon the dry bones, that they may live. Lord, we do pray in this dark day there may be a seed to serve thee. Lord, that shall be amongst those that know what Israel ought to do. Lord, it is a time of declension. Solemnly, Lord, we are reminded of many intrusions. Oh, Lord, do remember us. We pray now, Lord, that thou come and grant the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, Lord, with the apostle, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection. Lord, we pray that thou art clothe thy word with power, authority. Lord, be mindful of us as we look to thee. And pray that thou neither forsake us, leave us, nor forsake us. We would be amongst those coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon their beloved. Lord, remember us. We desire to seek, Lord, that thou be glorified. Lord, what is our preaching if Jesus be not lifted up? Lord, what are all the words and the truth of the words without the application? Lord, to grant thy word with power. Lord, may the world diminish in our hearts. Lord, may we enable, Lord, to be amongst those that are able to see that one thing is needful. Be like Mary that has chosen that good part which shall not be taken from her. Lord, remember us. We pray for continuation of thy healing mercies. We have heard solemn things. Lord, to grant that thou wilt continue to grant those healing mercies. We look to thee. And we pray that thou wilt also grant thy constraining love. And remember us as we pray, Lord, for those evidences that thy spirit remaineth among us. Lord, to remember the deacons. Remember, Lord, the church and congregation. Lord, to remember those in study. And remember the little ones too. Lord, we do ask, Lord, that thou would help us to thank thee for thy many, many mercies. Lord, there's one stone that seems to come to our mind, the stone between Mitzpah and Shen, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We ask that thou would remember us now, Lord, to exceed our poor petition. We cannot make long petitions, but oh, may they be those prayers that sink deepest, we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 596. God is a spirit just and wise, his footsteps who can trace? His love, more ancient than the skies, breaks forth in boundless grace. Hymn 596.
Thank you.
the Lord may help me, I will again turn with you to Psalm 102. Reading verses 13 and 14. Psalm 102. Verses 13 and 14. Thou shalt arise, have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. He spoke from these words this morning. We thought also of those verses that speak very much of the Lord Jesus and his dear people. There's a psalm, I believe it has been said, everything in it regarding the church of the living God. Maybe said the ingredients of it, the verses belong to the work of God upon the earth in Zion, to his glory, to the perfection of the Lord in poor sinners' hearts, the prosperity of Zion, but it seems to reach those low notes. That's how it begins. Where the Lord finds his people, whose grace is given, my heart is smitten, and withered like grass, how soon is gone. The verses may especially belong to those that seem to dwell upon in those low places. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I'm in trouble. Incline thine ear, bow down thine ear, and hear me. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. Perhaps in some great matter that we feel we need the Lord to speedily appear. Need the Lord to come quickly. Need the Lord to arise, friends. The matter is this, it's his time, his way. In the word of our text, it speaks of a time when God will appear. That thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. The time to favour her. Yea, the set time is come. It speaks of the Lord's servant. It speaks of those that take pleasure in her stones. The doctrine. The Almighty. The truth. In his word. The sweet and sacred truths which belong unto the Lord. The matter is this, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favour the dust thereof. Now as the Lord may help me, I desire to venture again to speak on these words. We spoke this morning of the stone laid in Zion. We read of it in Isaiah's prophecy. Therefore thus saith the Lord, the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. The Lord lays this stone in Zion. Friends, it is well laid, isn't it? Cannot be removed in oaths, promises and blood. It is laid in Zion. It is that place where God will abide, where God will lay a foundation for what God will accomplish. Friends, a tried stone, a foundation, a chief cornerstone. Oh, it speaks, doesn't it, of the election of grace. Both Jew and Gentile, called by grace divine, and called by God's grace, there is a resting only upon this stone. Now, there are many things that could be said of this great stone, the preaching of it. Friends, you know, preachers should never seek to lay this stone again. Never should seek to lay it as if it must be laid by their preaching. Neither can it be laid as if it were for men to hasten to it. You know, friends, what rests upon my mind is how God brings his dear people to this stone. That's the matter in our text this evening. The discriminating truth. Sinners can say, none but they, how precious is a Saviour. Oh, what a solemn day it is. General things put for real things. If God has called you by his grace, just trust in him. Just leave all with him and God will work it through. What a solemn day, isn't it? Of generalities that are taken for certainties. Friends, very solemnly, the matter in our text is this. It is what the Lord will do, isn't it? And what the Lord will do for his people. Now, friends, I want to look at it in this way, as God may help me. I think we left it this morning, speaking of this great stone, glorious foundation stone, that it doesn't stand, does it, alone. The Lord puts his church upon it. So, and the Apostle Peter, I believe, speaks of these lively stones. Not because they are lively in themselves, but no, friends, as brought to this stone, they live. As God sweetly brings them by his divine grace to this glorious stone, the Lord Jesus, then, only then, they live. I hope, dear friends, will agree with me. Friends, it's not man being so good, is it? To call upon God or invite him into their lives. Friends, the matter is this. God has an eternal covenant. And in that covenant there are all those precious things, and he has also a people known to him all eternity. Each and every one brought by divine grace. Another word for it. They are brought by whatever way and means God is pleased to use. But there are marks on them that belong to these living stones. They all cry out, unclean, unclean. Can ever God dwell here? It is said, behold, he prayed, that we may say our prayers. And some of us can look back on our unregeneracy, and there was a certain calling upon God, and we leave it right to teach the little one. But you know, it is when God teaches, isn't it? And there is a cry unto God for his mercy. God be merciful to me, the sinner. And then the matter of my mind is this. These living stones, those that are brought unto Jesus, our friends, how they view him as their foundation, their Jesus, and their all. Oh, how needful he becomes. How vital, only as much as God keeps them. There are days, aren't there, when there is careless indifference, and then the Lord brings us back. Now we have to view our solemn nature. But I want to hasten, for we spoke this morning of that great and glorious matter of that finishing, of what God has begun. But when he puts the top stone on it, that is my mind. But there's one stone, I mentioned it in prayer, I want to speak of for a moment. So as we come to the end of almost another year, I believe you've got great cause here to set up your Ebenezer. We have. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. What a good stone that is, isn't it? I think, friends, these things become realities. And these servants of the living God are reminded of the sweet truth of it. Thy servants take pleasure in her stones. It's all the many things which belong unto setting up that stone. God's praise. Well, may the Lord grant that he may look upon that stone and receive his people's praises. I want to hasten. For the matter that rests upon me for a few moments this evening is this set time, the famous iron. Servants take pleasure in it. And that they favour the dust thereof when this stone, this headstone, This sweet truth is made known. He will bring forth the headstone, crying, grace, grace unto it. What a sweet part that is, where we read of it both historically, so much more spiritually. In that time when the Lord brought again his dear people, when the Lord was with his people, and that sweet truth is made known in Zechariah, in all God's dealings with his people, that heavenly Melchizedek does bring forth sweet truth in God's words with shoutings, crying grace, grace unto it. And very, very quickly, we read much of what the Lord begins. And then there's a top stone put to it. We read in that chapter of the hands of Zerubbabel. They've laid the foundation of this house. This hand shall also finish it. We said this morning, these servants of the Lord, they serve him, but not themselves. They are in his hand. They are those that do his commands. They are such as the Lord is pleased to make help or to grant that particular work which he gives them to do. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. This house is the church of God. His hands are also finish it. Thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Now in that chapter, there's so much of what the Lord will do. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, friends, how does the Lord accomplish it? It may be said, well, how shall I be found? We've sung, haven't we, those living stones. You may say, well, how shall I be found among them? I'd love to meet among them now. My gracious feet to bow. The vilest of them all. Can I bear the piercing thought? What if my name should be left out? When thou for them shalt call. Maybe the exercise with some. And the religious world says, well, you need to be rid of those anxious thoughts. And just believe. Well, it's a matter, friends, isn't it, of sin and unbelief. It's a matter of the Lord doing something no one else can do. It is a matter of the stone, isn't it, being laid. And laid by God. And some may say, ah, would to God that the Lord might lay the top stone, that I might be found amongst his dear people. And some say, well, if the preaching wasn't so particular or discriminating, there might be more that should speak of him. Well, friends, what would they say? Wouldn't be much of Jesus, would it? wouldn't be much of grace. It would be works. It would be what God is supposed to have begun and what man finishes. Well, the poor, tried family of God, they want to know how they shall be found amongst the Lord's people, that they might know that their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, or that they shall be one of those stones that God has laid on that one foundation. How can it be? Well, some may say, do this or that. Well, friends, as God may help me for a few moments, I want to speak about what the Lord will do. You know, that's a vital matter, is it? In Zion. It's the Lord putting that top stone, headstone, finishing what he has begun. Well, as God may help me in a few things, I want to speak of this word in the spirit of the gospel. Now surely there is a set time. There is a time to favour Zion. What I mean is this, when the inhabitants of Zion are sweetly blessed in Christ, when the Lord sees fit to grant deliverance, when the Lord speaks and it is done, when the Lord arises, you know, it's just like that, isn't it? It needs him to arise, the Lord to remember, the Lord to grant the sweet promise of his love. Needs the Lord to grant the same grace that laid the foundation stone, to put that top stone upon that building of God. Friends, does it not grant us some little thought that surely the Lord that begun will finish? He's not short, is he? His arm is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their prayer. It needs a sweet, God-given, living faith. How small, how real. Believest thou that I am able to do this? They said, yea, Lord. Does it not need the Lord to draw near? Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Will not some compromise or some agreements of man but of God? You know, we sometimes sing a sweet hymn, don't we? And if free grace, why not for me? That is how the Lord draws his people. But if only they could see a little of that foundation stone, oh, how their hearts would rejoice. Now, God's people want real things. They need the Lord to grant the wondrous truth of his grace, where we read, and it came even to me. You know, the great and glorious doctrines of Christ are these. Yea, he knew the very place where he would show triumphant grace. Grace, triumphant reign. Well, friends, it's a matter, isn't it, of free grace. And if free grace, why not? Well, friends, is there anything more freer than what God gives? We may have benefactors in this life and may have much to be grateful for, but what if God gives to his people? You never take it back. And friends, what is given is in love. Perhaps some little token. You're very tried in your heart, but it was from God. Perhaps some little moment rich in blessing. Soon the sweetness of it is gone. Where does it leave you? Can you go back? Can you, in your right minds, leave the God you love? Oh, we need our right mind, don't we? Let me try and take up the case of those that are sorely pressed. Why doesn't the Lord appear? We spoke at Penn Stanton recently of that man that said, I have no man to put me into the pool. But when the water is troubled, neither did he, till the Lord appeared. There's none like him, is there? Well, it's when the Lord takes up the case. How many years? Oh, friends, 38, a set time. Favours iron. Dear man was learning it, wasn't he? The time came when it was the set time. Friends, that dawn could not be hindered, could it? It was in God's account, a set time. Ah, the Lord's people need that breaking of the day. The dark night, perhaps. Oh, they watch the dawning, the day. Ah, and friends, is not God faithful? It's just in grace as it is in providence, the day breaks. Who can hinder it? If God blesses you, friends, it's a day recorded in heaven. It's a day when God will arise. Or when it's not by half means, is it? Soon. The dark night begins to break. Oh, it may be a time to watch and wait, but surely faith looks, doesn't it? Unto him who breaks the parting of the clouds and the dawning of the day and soon. The Son of Righteousness arise, what with healing in his wings. How speedily, how surely that day when God will be pleased to remember his people. Sometimes it's from providential things to spiritual things. Do you know how many parables the Lord Jesus spoke? All to set forth the sweeter truth as it is in Jesus, that the poor and the needy could understand that God would sweetly bless. Perhaps something that God sends you to the throne of grace. He wouldn't go before. Something that God has sent, and you wonder why, you say, I could do without it. All to make us sick of self and fond of him. Does he draw out your affections from afar? Oh, it puts it to the test, doesn't it? Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Ah, the time, the set time, the favour, favour's eye, the set time is come. then again, there's an evidence of it. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones. They seek and watch and wait for this Lord, the Lord's work to appear. Oh, how they rejoice if there's but a blade here and a blade there. Like the leper that turned back. In some little way, perhaps, some little word spoken. Or some evidence of divine life. Or the truth is this. The Lord is pleased to grant the earnest of his grace. It's a sufficiency of it. Oh, it's sufficient, friends, when the Lord appears, isn't it? No lack in it, it just needs the Lord to grant it right into our hearts and lives. I want to hasten. You know, there's a sweet truth in the text. The set time is come for thy servants. Take pleasure in her stones and favour the dust thereof. And I want to just come a little further. That perhaps it was naturally or in the course of things that these servants took pleasure rather in the dust of poor Zion, so cast down, or who hath despised the day of small things? When the Lord's people are sorrowful, it needs the Lord to build up the walls of Jerusalem. The dear saints, Lord, they'd rather have the dust than the palaces. But you know, there's another sweet sense to it, isn't it? That this dust is the truth that they are the Lord's people. Unto dust they shall return, but God will work his mighty grace. That dust shall be redeemed. And truly, friends, we are but dust. God will make us to feel it. Now there are many thoughts about it. But you know, the matter is this, this dust shall praise him. The Lord will arise and have mercy upon Zion. The times are favour her. Nay, the set time is come for thy servants. Take pleasure in her stones. Favour the dust thereof. That's an evidence, isn't it? Would you rather? We spoke this afternoon at Fen Stanton. From those words, let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, she may glean them. Now, friends, does not the Lord put in his hearts that desire to be found among his people, like Ruth to Naomi? The outworking of all his love, but what desire, what love. Friends, it's something that God leaves in the heart, isn't it? This people shall be my people, their God, my God. Oh, and this sweet truth belongs to the Lord and his people. They are the dust of the earth, they're highly favoured, but they are but dust. They must die to speak of Christ. I want to hasten. There's one great matter that seems to rest upon my mind in my poor ministry today. You know, it's that time when the Lord is pleased to do something. No one else can do it. Indeed, we read of it. In that last chapter of Matthew, there's so much of it. No one to hasten. In the end of the Sabbath, it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. There was a great earthquake. Now, this is the point of it, friends. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door of the sepulchre. Sat upon it. Now the matter is this, the set time has come. Now, you know there's no headstone over this tomb. It was said the Lord is risen. The matter of it was this, the angel rolled back the stone. Beautiful type of the gospel, isn't it? These poor fearful hearts. You know, they hastened to the sepulchre. And as they hastened, they said, who shall roll us back the stone? So their poor hearts were full of fear, anxiety. What could this mean? They had to be where he was laid. That's love, isn't it? Have you got a token of it? That you're a seat to go for. Who can tell what the Lord may do? But they hardly could believe it, could they? And I believe they came. They not come with their spices. But what shall be done? Ah, the Lord's people are like that. Oh, if only they could sweetly anoint him. There's a great stone over their poor hearts. And they may look here and look there. Who shall? Well, friends, it's a matter, isn't it, of what God will do. Perhaps it may be a sweet token. You've got that desire, but you need the Lord to do something, to roll back the stone. Now, what do they do? Well, you know, the sweet truth is this. There's a great earthquake. And they looked. And when they looked, the stone was rolled away. Oh. And we need the Lord to grant us that heavenly look. It doesn't belong to old nature, does it? To look again. Or to look up. And to look well to it, that the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly. Above all, I can ask, I think some of you have walked in it. We have. Oh, it's hoping against hope, isn't it? And yet, friends, the day, the set time, and if he rolls back the stone in your heart and my heart, our friends, what a good day that'll be. Do you know it's a sweet word that they heard as they came and the stone was rolled back? Sweet word, it's the gospel. Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. So the gospel speaks. I believe we sang in our opening hymn, didn't we? To know my Jesus crucified, it's a resurrection. By far, exceeds all else beside. You know, the matter is this. The atonement was made, and the stone must be rolled back. You have to go somewhere else. The matter is this. The Lord sent his angel. And it may be said that these are the servants of God. He is not here, for he is risen. No, we need the Lord to teach us, don't we? How we grovel, dear beloved. Doesn't mean we have nothing to do with it here below. But it's where your treasure is. There will your heart be also. And all for seekers. For I know that you see Jesus, but Jesus crucified. To know something of the sweet truth of it. But the evidence of it all is the stone rolled away. Some may say, oh, I haven't got the forgiveness of my sins. I need the Lord to put that top stone and then that I can follow him. You be careful. As the Lord rolled back the stone, they had to go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. The stone was rolled away. But it's a promise. He goeth before you into Galilee. There shall he see him. Oh, I'm ever so clear about it. We err if we say, oh, I must have the top stone of the forgiveness of my sins until then I cannot go. Friends, I want to be ever so careful. It's real things we preach. Who can tell what the Lord might appear according to his word? Oh, how he met them saying all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Now, I feel I want to speak like this, friends. We need real things. But it's the evidences. As the Lord began to work, then he will finish it. Now the Lord grant me the sweet truth of it. Now again, leave a few things with you. In that truth in Zechariah, who art thou, O great mountain? Oh, the mountains there are. Only God can move them. How does he move them? By living faith. That can move mountains. Do you know something of it? It's God given, isn't it? And the matter I leave with you in the truth of the gospel, in that sweet part of God's word in Zechariah, it's all of grace, isn't it? Grace, free grace. There's something that goes with it, and that is dying love. Now we do want these right things. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before the rubble, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone with shoutings, crying grace, grace unto him. Well, I believe it's the evidence, friends, of what God has begun, whether it's all of grace, sufficient grace. Grace, friends, that God alone can give, and he gives more of it. So I leave a very few things with you. May God forgive all of this.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £640, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening, and Mr. Philip Hare is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, as Mr. Robert Field is still not well enough to come, and Mr. John Rosier is expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 201. Grace, 'tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. Heaven with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear. Hymn number 201.
O Lord, how we seek ever to maintain the true knowledge of the grace of God, the pardoning love, the earnest of the full remission of sin by the application, the blood of Jesus. Lord, it's the grace of it. Be with us as we part. Lord, remember each one, and may the grace, the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the Father, the communion and teaching, the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with you all. Amen.